Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you? My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support. How could I help you today, ma'am?
Hi. Well, I was calling because there were some charges on our credit card that we were unaware of, and I'm not sure what was
Could I
done,
have
and I didn't want
your
to dispute
zip
it
code,
before
please?
the zip code
Yes.
81008.
008. And your name?
It would be under Benjamin Massey,
Okay.
Massey.
MASS.
Massey.
OEY. Okay, hold on just one moment. Pull up
Thanks.
the account.
Okay.
One. Okay. Okay, I have Benjamin Massey. Just one moment.
Thank you.
Could you verify the mailing address for me, please?
Well, what do you have?
No.
Because I'm questioning what this is. So
Okay. Well, I'm a third party customer support, and the reason I asked you, could you verify, because I need to know if you can verify your husband's address, not yours, but your husband, because the account is under his name. So I need you to
okay, well, it's the
verify
same
that so I
one.
can know that you are you.
Oh, okay. Well, he's here, but we live in Pueblo, Colorado, 81008. How about that?
Say that one more time. One, I got the last part, the first part, the
We live in
address.
Pueblo, Colorado.
Yes, address.
2948 Country Club.
Okay, that's good enough. Okay. Okay,
Okay.
what do you want
Well, that's
to
all of it.
Okay, what do you need to know? You said you had charges. What type of charges, ma'am?
So there was a $7.95 charge in September and
Oh,
then a
yeah.
$56.95, but I'm not sure what
Okay.
this is for.
For the same thing, I can almost tell you what it is. Let me look though first before I say anything. This
Okay.
since your husband did this, did you and your husband pay $7.95 for a cooler? It was pay is for $7.99 and $7.95 for shipping and handling. Ma'am, you did this on 9/27. And by you or your husband paying the $7.95, it was exclusive sweepstakes order. You got a discount in membership. You got a welcoming gift. Hero Bods is for exercise. You get
What?
you Herb Bob. It's an exercise where you use videos to exercise with. With a discount membership, and you received a $125 voucher that you get every month until the account is closed. And showing
I have
here,
no idea what this is.
I don't know who
And he
ordered the
doesn't do anything
cooler,
like that.
huh?
What kind of cooler?
It's I guess a cooler for ice or drinks. A little bit bigger cooler because this mostly is gadgets, but it was approved, ma'am. It hasn't been shipped to him because it's in a sweepstakes. As soon as they contact him and tell him he's the winner of this cooler in the sweepstakes, the $7.95 that he paid for shipping and handling turned into a discount membership and got you a $125 voucher to use online to buy electrical or gadgets, and you were charged 56.
Okay, how did you think it got started?
By paying the $7.95, I don't know where he went online or went into a store and filled out, saw it, and they told him, but they didn't tell him everything, the terms and condition that the $7.95, once he paid for it, it
Right.
was a sweepstake, and
Okay.
it turned into you got a discount membership. You get a
Okay.
$125 voucher, and the
But
account remained open. That's the whole thing. It remained. You didn't cancel it. at the time he did it or had a change of mind. It's been open since 9/27 to 11/17. So the $56.95 is a valid charge for the account. But I can cancel this if that's what you want.
I don't, yeah, we, I don't feel like we really, you know, signed up. I mean, I don't know if something was
not
automatically
said.
Checked. Or, huh?
Yes. The most odd is when you purchased or did paid for the cooler in the sweepstakes. And it was a $7.95 shipping.
He doesn't do this kind of stuff. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't do this kind of stuff. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so
how.
Someone has, or like I say, this is your husband's account, and it's showing that this was done on September the 27th. The $7.95 was paid for the cooler, and it was in a sweepstake for in order to take a chance to win it.
So you pay $7.95
for shipping? Yes, shipping and handling.
And then what's the $56.95?
And then once the $7.95 was paid for the cooler in the sweepstakes, you got an automatic discount on membership of on your account, where it sent you a voucher. They should check his email because that's where it's supposed to come for $125 every month. So
okay, I've got access to his email. So what?
Okay. I just checked for a cooler. I don't know. It might have the number you're speaking with me with. I don't know where he entered that in the sweepstake. That's, you have to ask your husband that. Where did he go and pay for this at the $7.95, like a Walgreens, CVS, or in, you know, just a place, and he filled out the paperwork or whatever and paid the $7.95, but it was a sweepstake contest, and I have to contact him to let him know that he won this cooler, but he did leave the account open up until now. So the $56.95 is a valid charge because the account is still open, but I can't cancel it.
We didn't even know.
Yes, I know.
We didn't even know this was even a thing.
Okay, so what you need me to do? You need me to cancel the account, ma'am?
Well, I'm trying to see.
Because it is a one in a, what, a thousand chances that you might win. You're looking at the what?
I'm looking at his website, and I'm not even seeing anything. Or his website, his email, and I don't see any email.
Well, this was, he did this 9/27 and 11, but he hasn't won the contest. Maybe that might have something to do with it. But it did have a membership to it, so he might have to keep looking to see if it comes there, because if it does, he can go online and purchase other things, ma'am. But it is with the membership in here, and an account, his account is open for this charge. So I can cancel this account for you, but I can offer you, or I can give you 35% if that's okay with your husband. 35%.
Is this when he ordered maybe some lights or something? The little spotlight thing?
No, this is not a spot. It says cooler. I went and looked to make sure that I was saying it correctly to you. And it's for a sweepstakes, exclusive sweepstake, $7.95. You're having, and the Visa card, it says $5.91 on it. I don't know what that exactly means.
Now I'm seeing an email, but I mean, like I said, he checks his email by his phone.
If it's one there and it's talking about $125 voucher, that's the voucher for this contest that he got in a membership.
I'm seeing this. Congratulations on your purchase of the backpack cooler.
Okay, backpack cooler. That's what it is. Okay, so it should be a voucher coming there. For $125 to his email.
And it was supposed to be $7.95 shipping. They never sent it.
Okay.
Because
so
he hasn't won it.
Because
he hasn't won it. It's in the sweepstake contest.
It was an REI.
You basically probably did a fraud thing. It was this is their company, but not, it's not fraud, but misleading.
Yes.
You signed up for a chance. right? You signed up for a chance to win a cooler.
Thank you. Thank you.
It, whatever you
I paid $7.95 for shipping.
You pay.
And it went into a discount membership in the account.
Then that automatically enrolled you into a discount
account. Yes, and he's getting a voucher for $125 every month that the account stays open.
But so what's the $56.95 charge?
Because the account is open and it wasn't closed from 9/27 to 11. Usually the contest is 48 hours. Yes, I know. That's why I'm explaining what it was.
You don't
for.
Get the cooler.
We don't get the other thing either.
What's the other thing?
The $56.95 thing.
What's the $56.95 thing?
There's a charge because the account remained open at when the backpack cooler was paid. It can be if you don't close it. And I only could do the most recent charge on here. And the most recent one, yes, it was done 10/14. It's the one I can do.
Can you close? Yeah, close that out.
Okay, why I was asking if your husband wanted to take 35% of this charge that was on your card to get as much as the money back of the charge and to have the account closed where nothing else would be billed to you because everything else
no,
is declined.
No, we want to close the account.
Okay, you want to close it.
Yeah, it's unaware.
Okay.
It's unaware. I'm sorry, you probably have to do that,
don't you? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to offer your husband 50% refund. On the $56.95, I can tell you how much he'll get back from it.
Why
on the 50%? Account. Because that it's a it is a sweepstakes. That's all this I'm allowed to offer.
We're not entering a sweepstakes.
No, you're closing, but you still have a charge there. You still have that charge of 56 because the account was still remained open, ma'am. So it's valid.
He didn't even know he thought he was paying $7.95 for shipping handling for
yes,
a cooler.
I know. That's why
so
I was explaining
it was
to you.
Deceptive.
Yes, it was
deceptive that you're
Well, not me. I'm just
No, I know you're not.
Okay.
But I'm just saying it was deceptive that it was
the account they didn't let you know that the account as long as it stays open you receive a voucher.
You're not really getting
charge.
The cooler.
But he could win it. I'm not saying he couldn't win it, but I'm saying it's in
a
backpack cooler. Yes, because it's like one in any contest you take a chance.
Yeah,
but
we don't need a backpack cooler. He thought he was just getting a backpack cooler for $7.95.
Okay, so we're gonna cancel that. Is your husband?
Yeah.
Your husband sitting there, and you tell him he ain't finna win a cooler.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Not winning a cooler.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
Let me stop.
So, what about the $56.95? Can you reverse that?
Yes, I can do that. What I'm saying is, the charge that was there is valid, ma'am, on Sirius, and I can do 50% off the $56.95, which I'm doing now for you to let you know how much you can get back.
I want the whole thing back.
Okay. Let me figure. I know that it is. You can do that. What is that? 95. And I offered you 50 cents of that. And you can get off the 56 95. I can give you 28.48 back off that charge and cancel your account where you won't be charged anymore.
No. I want the whole thing back. It was deceptive, and that's not good.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
There's no place that explains that.
Okay.
Unless it's some micro fine print that whatever. But yeah.
So I have to, you said you want the whole thing. I had to offer you, do my part also for this backpack. So it's not mailed. So I could have told you about the 125 voucher money for a discount
shopping.
You said
there's
I know,
nothing.
And it's,
yeah,
I have to offer
to
you 35% on the refund that you was charged with. I offered you 50, and you still denied both of the refund accounts. So
well, it's not refunded in full.
No, it's not. The 50% is all I can offer you, ma'am. So you can get some of your money back. That's all I'm allowed to do.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll at least, okay. So just cancel the account.
Okay. And that's it, you know, and you want the 50% or no?
I'll take this up with our bank because it's deceptive.
Okay,
so
what I'm going to do for you.
You, but just,
okay, it's okay. You know. What I'm going to do now for you, I am going to refund this for you because I did all the things I was supposed to. So I'm going to refund this in full for you if you hold on for me, please.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Okay.
What did I do? Oh, order. Okay. Massey. Okay, not $7.95. Okay. Okay, just give me a few moments. I know you're still there. I'm just checking on it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for being so patient. Come on, slow computer. My computer is real slow, sluggish right now. I'm still waiting for the account to come. Oh, there we go. Okay. Line approved. So 26212111686. Okay. I'm going to put the refund in for you right now since it's right here in my face. Okay.
Okay.
Well, approved. Okay. $56.95. You'll receive it in 3 to 5 days.
By check or credit?
No, 3 to 5 business days. It'll go back on your credit card or into your account within three
okay.
to five business days. I'm going to give you a confirmation.
What about the $7.95?
I only can do that one because it's the most recent one. For the 56, I understand that's a contest, but you did pay for shipping, handling, and on top of that, you got a membership, a voucher for $125, so that's all I could do. Yes, that's the most I can do. And what I was going to
say, we never got it, so.
The voucher, it should be coming. Just if you really wanted to, just let them know. I'm going to give you the confirmation on number and let them know that you didn't receive a voucher. It was canceled, but you didn't receive it, and they can redo it for you. Okay, what am I doing? Oh, canceling. Okay. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to cancel this for you so you guys won't have any more problems. Okay. No, it didn't do small. Sorry. Okay. Okay. Just one moment. Terms and condition, line cancel. I'm here. I'm just about to. I did your refund for you. Just signing. Off. Okay. So right now your account is definitely canceled. Okay. And I have a confirmation number if you want to write it down.
Yes.
It's C as in Charles, 26211186. And you have your refund coming in 3 to 5 business days. I'm sorry. So that's C, missing cat 26211186. That's for the cancellation and for the refund that you will receive.
Okay, account canceled now. Okay, and
everything's done. You shouldn't receive any more charges because the account is closed, and we did the refund. So everything on the top of there where I told you I only could take the most recent one is declined. So you haven't been charged anything, but it is canceled right now. And if the vouchers show up, you can have it. Even though the case is staying, long as it stays valid, you can have that. And you might get the backpack cooler. Is there anything else I could help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, you guys. Have a nice holiday. Thank you for calling customer support. Okay, bye-bye.